You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Gus Forsling will hold it. The final's at 10 seconds. Down to the final 5 seconds. Rats rain down. Lord Stanley staying in South Florida. Last year was greatness. This time it's historic. The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Panthers Radio, soak it in, the center of the hockey universe. South Florida, congratulations to the Panthers for one of the most dominant Stanley Cup runs we've ever seen. They led in this series more than any other team has led in a Stanley Cup final, which is crazy. Dominance, especially when you consider who was on the other side and who they've kept from the cup now for 2 years, which is Connor McDavid, affectionately referred to as McJesus.
Is anyone calling the Florida Panthers selfish for not really taking care of the sport of hockey, but NHL, by letting Connor McDavid win and fulfill his destiny as the one in hockey? It is.
It's going to get you punched in the mouth.
It's funny. When the camera went to McDavid at the end, just that look on his face. I don't know, Maggie. It didn't seem like he was like loving the way this is going.
Well, he's distraught. He's devastated. And, you know, to lose the way they did last year, which is they go down 0-3, force a game 7, then lose. Very different from this year's Stanley Cup championship, which was first two games, unbelievable. You get the overtime and the double overtime. You got a pretty cool game 4 also that went to overtime. But the other games were not close. And, you know, I heard, I think Steve Levy say this yesterday on ESPN. He said, I know it was 6 games, but it felt like a sweep. That's how dominant Florida looked in this series, despite some of the heroics and some of the overtime games that, you know, we love as fans. And, yeah, McDavid is close, but is he? You know, he's the best player in the sport. He's 10 years in. This was the team, although this team is, you know, maybe a little more flawed. As they flawed, they got to the 6th game of the Stanley Cup final.
Last year, this wasn't really the team. Like, they weren't coming in. I don't feel like everyone was like, this is the year they have to do it. Felt like coming into the playoffs, things were a little bit off, right?
Well, here's the reason why it felt like this was the year to go for it is because, and not to make this all about Connor McDavid, but he is the best player in the sport, and he is the guy who's still chasing down his first Stanley Cup, which is he's got a year left on his contract. The first time he's eligible to sign an extension with Edmonton is July 1st. And if that doesn't happen, it's going to be McDavid watch. Because obviously if you're Edmonton and if he wants to leave, you don't want him just to get to free agency and walk for nothing. So you need to think about, if he doesn't want to be there, trading him. Now, we don't know. We have no insight into whether or not McDavid wants to leave Edmonton at all. But you have to wonder, these devastating back-to-back Stanley Cup finals, how does that wear on a guy who has so much pressure on him?
Yes. So history repeats itself, right? Basically.
It did last night.
Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets, leaves. He's going to have a great year, just like Brett Favre, because history repeats itself. Who does McDavid get compared to the most? Wayne Gretzky. Mm-hmm. Wayne Gretzky leaves Edmonton, goes to L.A. Boom, we have an explosion of popularity. I don't think
Wayne won in Edmonton, though. Does that matter for this analogy?
No, because I'm going to work on this analogy and just this analogy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Okay, sorry, I'm back.
But I think that Gretzky comes to L.A. and explodes. I think McDavid could come to America and explode. At least to where they are compared now. I don't think it's going to be what it was in the 80s when Gretzky left and the hockey was still a more popular sport. But I think he will become a much bigger deal if he leaves Edmonton. For obviously, I don't think 90% of Americans can point out Edmonton on a map.
Okay.
So I think that if he got to a bigger market, he would and won a cup, I think it would just get much bigger. I mean, Mark Messier, same thing. Left Edmonton, and I think people remember him for winning in New York. So, and he did win in Edmonton. I just think that there is a possibility that McDavid is being held back by not winning a cup, and I think that maybe a bigger market awaits.
Can I counterpoint that?
Yeah, sure.
It's a different time now. You know, you couldn't watch out-of-market hockey games back then. You can watch anything you want now. You know, the world and for sports sometimes can be a lot more frustrating with the streaming and having to pay for all of it. But if you want it, it's there for you. So, you know, I know hockey sometimes it felt bigger, I guess, like in the 90s.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah,
I get it.
But I'd say relative to where it is now, I think we'll have a similar jump if McDavid gets to a different market.
Yeah.
Maybe you disagree.
I don't know. Like, I think that way might be gone, you know? I'm not sure. I'm not disagreeing with you totally. If he goes to L.A. or if he goes to New York or Boston, I don't even know what these other cities are. Again, center of the hockey universe is Florida. And Florida's amazing. And how they've won back-to-back Stanley Cups from where they were is really a testament to everyone involved. And, you know, being bad for a while, you get better players. But they turn somewhat good players into amazing players. They've got something cooking. So I don't know where the perfect market would be for him to have this, like, explosion.
Well,
you know,
I mean,
Sidney Crosby was in Pittsburgh. Yeah. Ovechkin.
Pittsburgh's
by the way,
a big original team. Yeah, I mean.
Ovechkin took him 13 years, right, to win a cup?
Yeah, and that
sometimes
sort of
just
fell,
happens.
But
he
his
didn't
career
leave.
Fell flat. You know, like, as far as if he was in a different place. You know, Washington is sort of pro sports desert, right? That's not a hockey town. That's a football town. Florida, I mean, listen, if you want to explode the NHL and give South Florida two titles, no, of course not. Like, I think to say it's the center of the hockey universe, yes, on the ice it is. But in reality, I mean, it's not the center of hockey fandom in America.
Well, then put him in Toronto. Why are you
going to
put
him in
the US?
I was wondering about, if he went to Toronto, oh my God, the pressure on him to win there would be, I mean, listen, you know, he kind of blew it for Canada last night. You put him in Toronto, the Chicago Cubs of the NHL, forget it. There'd be so much pressure to win every day that it'd be overwhelming. I would not go to Toronto if I were him.
Okay, but then there might not be a perfect spot.
Well, I mean, New York, LA, one of the big Northeast markets, Boston, Philly. I think that, I'm saying relative to where the sport is now, everyone's talking about how the ratings were down. I think it'd be a big jump if you could get him to win a title in another city. I think he's a singular player. I think there are a lot of stars in the NHL right now, a lot of good young stars. I just think there's so much riding on him. To me, he's probably bigger in his sport than anyone else. Well, we'll take Caitlin Clark out of this for right now.
Yeah.
Than anyone else in their sport. He's bigger because LeBron is older. He's bigger than LeBron in the NBA. He's bigger than Mahomes in the NFL. He's probably bigger than Shohei is, because Shohei has Judge. So I think he's, like, by far the biggest star in the sport. They need him to spotlight him for the NHL to grow.
Okay, can I also, we're talking about Connor McDavid, so Edmonton goes home last night. Florida Panthers, your back-to-back Stanley Cup champs. Can I flip side this? Sometimes the delayed gratification can only make things sweeter. Like I mentioned, Ovechkin, 13 years before he won a title. My favorite, Steve Yzerman, who I've defended up more on this show than I ever felt like I had to. We did our Mount Olympus of Detroit hockey gods. 14 years before he won. McDavid's now 10 years in. Like, his chase is also great theater. Wherever it happens, whether it happens in Edmonton or New York or L.A. or, you know, Denver, whatever it would be, the chase also is something. It keeps people tuned in.
Yeah, how's that Chase feel for you in Buffalo?
It feels awful. But I'll tell you what, they keep putting the Bills in primetime. And, yeah. You know, they, and everyone else likes to watch, you know, the struggle of the team that I root for, the Bills. So, yeah.
Well, the thing is, though, McDavid should be in GOAT conversations. Maybe
he is already.
Go Bills.
But he has no chance of being in a top two or three GOAT conversation if he doesn't win a cup. Again, not a hockey expert, but I know that's not going to happen.
I get it, but we still have a lot of years left of his prime, even though he's 10 years in.
Right. But if obviously, I think he has more pressure to win a cup than any other hockey player. And I just think, like, it'll feel very, very incomplete if he doesn't win a cup. Here I am, all about cup culture, Andrew Perloff. But
ring culture, cup culture. Cup culture sounds weird.
He's sort of he's like LeBron. Like, he's the chosen one of the sport, always has been. I was lucky enough, Sully took me to see him, our friend, to play live, and it was like, oh, okay, this is way different. He's just like, the way Michael Jordan moved differently on a basketball court, he moves differently on an ice hockey rink, so he's got to win. All the pressure on, and if Edmonds can't do it, he's got to go somewhere else. He's got to win, Maggie.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476 was last night. More about the Panthers winning back-to-back cups in dominating fashion, or was it more about Connor McDavid getting shut out yet again? We know we're on in Canada. I'd love to know how this is being received in hockey country that's not South Florida.
Are we going to pour one out for the year of the Drought Buster? Or are we still, like, how big a blow is this to Maggie Gray's year of the Drought Buster?
This is a tough one. I really needed Canada. for this to officially be the year of the Drought Buster. But Brad Marchand has busted a personal drought of his. I'm reaching here. I'm going to have a back strain.
It's something. You got something.
I got something. Basketball is really where this is going to get back.
So we will have four. Okay, here's where it gets very
dicey.
Thankfully,
my marriage is going better than that helicopter pilot.
We'll have four pro sports championships this year. I know you say it doesn't count for football, but you might have the Eagles, who've won a 6-year drought.
Oh, God.
The Panthers, no-year drought. The Dodgers will be a no-year drought. And I'm giving the Dodgers the title.
I'm really banking on Manny's Yankees here.
or your Mets.
Well, let's not get nuts.
But the Yankees 09, does that count?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's the Yankees.
Yeah, that's definitely
but.
This is the Sahara Desert.
It's not exactly
for the
Chicago
Yankees.
Cubs.
Of course not, but it's definitely a drought.
I think the Mets is a much bigger drought.
Well, sure, 86.
But yeah, they're both droughts, though. They both will apply. But it's other teams in baseball. Let's not be Northeast Maggie and Perloff. We got the San Diego Padres. They never won one. They're a great league team.
They never won one, though.
I think
it counts, though.
Well, yeah, but it'd be better if it was. It's gotten to the point where you need an actual drought and not a first.
Detroit Tigers.
But hold on. What's the verdict on the Thunder? Are we including the Sonics history in here, or is this the Thunder first title?
I think it counts, and I'm not even putting the Seattle part in. I don't want to disrespect people in Seattle who probably want to distance themselves because of how ugly that was when it went down of Clay Bennett moving that team. I'm not even going to do that for you. And by the way, Seattle, today's your day. The Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff, the four sports gods of Seattle. I love this so much.
Tease, Manny.
Wait, okay. Are we actually...
it counts.
I was thinking about this morning. Are we actually giving Maggie the 2026 Super Bowl as part of the year of the Drought Buster? Because I think it's going to be tough.
I think it's going to be February.
They moved the Super Bowl back. Remember, it's later.
But this will be always considered the 2025 season. So I think, therefore, it should count.
Just like Ohio State counted.
Yeah, just like 85 Bears won a championship in 86.
So Ohio State does not count.
It does count. I mean...
That's the opposite.
That is the opposite.
The opposite, but
you said just like Ohio State County. You said the exact opposite thing.
And that was in January.
But technically, wasn't that the 2025 national championship game?
That's
what I'm saying.
True. But the Super Bowl doesn't go by years. It goes by chronological order.
So you're saying even though it's the 2024 college football season,
correct.
The 2025 Ohio State title counts, but the 20 not so for football.
Well, Ohio State won a championship that's labeled the 2025 national championship. So I think Ohio State might count.
That's not going to help anybody's argument.
Just like college football to come in and just mess everything up.
Just go back to the BCS.
Ohio State's title drought.
Yeah, you know, I'm
on
your side on that one, Pearl.
Was it 10 years?
Is that a drought in college football?
Ohio State?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, how many has Ohio State ever won?
I think
Ohio State's a great program, but it's not like they have Not Alabama.
Listen, ask Ryan Day about it. He'd probably tell you it feels like eternity.
I mean, the real drought. Real drought is, do they beat Michigan this year? I'll give you that one. Mm.
And that will happen this calendar year.
That's less years than at least a national title for Ohio State.
No doubt. Probably more important, though. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Enough about the year of the drought buster, because this one was a blow. I need a slump buster to get out of this one. Hopefully that's basketball. Hockey sent me back here. It's all right. We forage on. But the question for you watching last night, was this more about Florida Panthers' dominance, or was it about Connor McDavid yet again being shut out?
Can't wait till the Chiefs win again. And that Maggie's like, it's been 2 years. That feels like an eternity in Kansas City.
That trick is crazy.
I was thinking about that last night. We got into a discussion yesterday about nicknames, and we didn't realize that somebody out there is calling Patrick Mahomes Fatrick Mahomes.
Patrick is crazy.
Right. Oh, I love Patrick Mahomes' offseason chubby videos are the best. It makes every dad feel good about themselves. It makes him even more likable.
I feel like there are probably literally millions of people over the course of time that have been named Patrick. I've never heard Fatrick before, ever.
I know.
We named it, and we're using that for the greatest quarterback of all time, arguably.
Yeah. Who, by the way, it doesn't even fit something he's doing. Something about his body is like perfect for all the weird off-kilter throws, and he always gets up, and he's tough as nails.
Compared to most Patricks in America, he's Hulk Hogan.
Here's Patrick Mahomes. It looks like he drinks 3 Coors Lights a night. He can also throw the ball 50 yards downfield.
Dude, yes. Make it 4.
You don't need to be shredded like Brady Quinn to play quarterback. There's no doubt about that.
That's why Brady Quinn flamed out.
Yeah, I don't think you want to. There was an old school thought. You don't want to be too muscular as a quarterback, right?
Because it limits your flexibility. Will Levis looks like he should be in WWE, and he stinks.
Honestly, yeah, his problems the reps, he's not getting it. He might be in WWE. I'm sorry.
His problem is between the ears. Like, he makes the wrong decision every time. It's not that he has on flexibility, but Brady was never ripped until he retired. And no, he never had a six-pack. I like the nickname that Lamar Jackson doesn't even know Mark Andrews' real name. He just calls him Mandrews. That's a great. He was talking about him at length at a press conference yesterday. He's like, yeah, I got to talk to Mandrews and make him. That's a good nickname.
And then it's like.
Yeah. Patrick's a goat. That's
like Dave Ortiz not knowing Dustin Pedroia's name. He's called him Pee-wee.
Yeah. And he's like, comedy. I hid in front of you for like 7 years.
They literally announced my name every day.
Every at bat.
And you didn't know my name.
Oh, man.
That's comedy.
All right. Stanley Cup, were you into it? And also, what is the bigger takeaway? Is it Florida's dominance, or was it Connor McDavid getting shut out and then people getting nervous in Canada? Or just Edmonton, not Canada.
Yeah, I don't think everyone in Canada. I'd like to hear from Canada. I don't think you necessarily root for Edmonton. You kind of want your team to win too.
No, of course. I mean, you have rivalries there that go back as far as anything, and are as heated as anything.
But they did name their Olympic team yesterday. They started naming their Olympic team, and maybe they'll all rally behind that. So maybe McDavid can get a little bit of glory back by winning the gold. No,
I mean, what are we doing?
That's a big deal up there.
It's a big deal to win a gold medal anywhere, but this is when we clown Carmelo Anthony when he calls himself,
hockey's different.
A world champ or whatever.
I think hockey's a little different.
All right. 888-710-4ISN.
Trying to help you out here.
888-710-4476.
And that Canadian drought for Olympic gold medals, oof.
Yeah, did they win the last one?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. 4 years. Yeah. Long time. Long 4 years.
Yeah, it's felt like it.
That's the nature of Olympics.
Yeah, drought buster back on. 2025.
You should just pick Olympic athletes back. That's good. Forget about regular sports. Just be like, hey, man, that Noah Lyles, 4 years.
By the way.
Speaking of Noah Lyles.
I know. Oh, speaking of Noah Lyles, speaking of my mentions, anytime this dude, who is spectacular, by the way, I know we're jumping all around, but Noah Lyles announced yesterday or 2 days ago that he was going to do this big exhibition sprint against Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Who?
And they were going to do it in Times Square, and it was going to be this big thing, and now all of a sudden it's off.
Who?
And anytime Noah Lyles is in the news, it's just this avalanche wave that just comes and buries me.
Still?
Yes. Because I said, hey, can you really be bragging about yourself being the fastest man in the world when you won a race by 1/100 of a second? 1/100 of a second. The guy who was calling the race thought he lost. That, never happens with these very good track and field announcers. Anyway. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah for me. People hate me for that. Like real hate, not sports hate.
You know what?
How dare you?
falling for a Tyreek Hill, Noah Lyles race. When remember when Michael Phelps raced a shark?
I tuned in.
Everyone thought it was a real shark.
I know. I'm
because
idiot.
I think Hill's talked about racing an actual cheetah.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen, people. We're not going to get that. We're obviously not even getting Noah Lyles versus Tyreek Hill.
I know, but this is what, I didn't realize Michael Phelps the shark was CGI. I don't know how I thought they were going to make it happen that he was going to race a real shark.
Well, I mean, listen, let's get in the logistics. If you have a steel wall and you put a shark in a pool.
Where are we doing this, though? Like, I don't know, has that capability? SeaWorld?
The same place Michael where Phelps. You're having a great white shark battle a bear in a pool that's tall enough where the bear can stand and the shark can swim. Let's go.
Where's that?
It's in some dystopian future that probably is 5 years away.
Five?
That's not that many.
Yeah. Are we 5 years away from dystopia, Prof?
Have you met him? Prof's an aspiring doomsday prepper.
Yes.
You're not even an actual doomsday prepper. You just want to be like them.
No comment on all that. You think this is dystopia? Hold on. Buckle your seatbelts, people.
I understand. I think Perloff sees a futuristic, almost like some version of the Roman Colosseum, right? Where we're all packed in as like the common folk watching a shark in 2 feet of water versus a bear.
Oh, yeah. No, this is the book called Shark v. Bear. I'm stealing this whole thing. That's been debated a lot. Who do you guys... We've done it on the show.
Yeah.
I still like the shark.
I do too.
But listen, grizzlies are no joke. They are incredible predators. If you put a polar bear in there, then forget it. Then I'm going with the bear.
Really?
I've studied bears a lot. I think they, you know, those are two animals that are the top of the food chain. But they have so much mobility. You ever seen a bear run after a truck? It's crazy. They run like 45 miles an hour. They would outrun Noah Lyles and Tyreek Hill easily.
When do we get that race? Never. They're ducking the smoke. back to hockey. Connor McDavid.
I mean, listen, if you put either of those animals on ice, Connor McDavid is easily evading them and scoring a goal. A bear on skates? No.
I know. Easier for him to score on the bear than obviously the Florida Panthers.
Bears don't have great center of gravities, Maggie.
Everyone knows that. Is Connor McDavid feeling more pressure to win title than any other person in sport?
See, I think in a way he is because hockey's so dependent on Connor McDavid. Like, there's not an NBA guy. I don't think,
Judge.
Aaron Judge, yes, but he's probably, and I would say the number two guy in the sport, where McDavid's the one.
Sure.
Caitlin Clark, no one seems to care if she wins a title or not yet.
May I go international with that question? Cristiano Ronaldo winning a World Cup? Lionel Messi has done it.
Yeah. But isn't the World Cup such a sort of like winning the lottery? It's just so hard to win the World Cup.
But the great ones do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, for Portugal, though?
Yeah, that's the issue. Can he bring Portugal up to that standard? That's the thing.
If he was from Brazil, I don't know.
Yeah, that's it.
But that's a good poll question. Is there more pressure on him than any other team athlete? North American team athlete? I don't know that anyone jumps to mind. I mean, Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, I think.
For sure.
If you combine them, there's a lot of pressure on it. Especially, I feel like Lamar's got, two MVPs? Or he's got a lot of pressure when.
Yeah, but those two aren't exactly the face of the NFL the way Connor McDavid is the face of the NHL.
It's a great point.
But there is so much pressure on Lamar, especially Lamar Jackson.
No doubt.
He's got to win.
No doubt.
That's funny. I think there's more on Allen because at least the Ravens have won. Fan base has seen championships, you know, in their lifetimes, unless you're, you know, 10 years old or something. Like, you just watch them, you know, win.
But I feel like Josh Allen is not on as good a team. Like, he's carrying that team where Lamar Jackson, like, everything is perfectly set up for him to win. I feel like that's why I would put more pressure.
No wide receivers.
I don't say that. I think they're the Ravens. Like, they are capable of winning a Super Bowl. The Bills could lose with any quarterback.
Well, thank you.
You could give him Tom Brady combined with Lamar Jackson combined with Terry Bradshaw, and they're not going to win. You ever seen the Ravens
run after a truck?
Yeah. Lamar Jackson is at a spot where he actually has pressure to win.
Yeah, there it is.
It'd be a miracle if Josh Allen won.
Exactly, which I think is why there's more pressure.
That's kind of like Cristiano Ronaldo. Like, Josh Allen plays for Portugal. Lamar Jackson plays for Brazil. There you go. Got that and put it out on the interweb.
888-710-4ISN.
Thank you for speaking my language.
888-710-4476. More pressure on McDavid than any other athlete to win? What do you think? Okay, lots to do. You mentioned Lamar Jackson. We heard from him yesterday. We haven't talked to Lamar in a while. Turns out he's ready for a new contract. That went fast. Get all the details of that. And Caitlin Clark in a scuffle last night. We have the particulars on that as well. MVP.
I've studied bears a lot.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, I understand where you're going here, Manny. Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. Today is the Seattle Mount Olympus. Four sports gods from every city. We're going to hear a little Seattle music today. Okay, so Maggie and I, without communicating, both put up polls about on our X feed, player with the most pressure to win a title. We chose different people, which is interesting. But
it's funny, also sitting 5 feet away from each other. We could have talked about this. But.
No, I know, but it's so funny because we're talking about the first time. I just had to get it out of my system and put it out there in the world. I put Connor McDavid, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Aaron Judge, and you put...
I put McDavid and Aaron Judge. I put Ronaldo in the World Cup because Manny brought that up, and Caitlin Clark, who last night was involved in multiple scuffles with the Connecticut Sun.
Okay.
And she's the face of the sport, obviously.
So. Yeah, no, it's of course.
Even
but
though
I
she's
don't
only
know.
In year two.
She's in her year two, so it feels a little early. My, you know who's winning my poll early? People agree with you. Josh Allen, yeah. Although Lamar Jackson is on his heels. I think it's so funny. Now they're one unit. Like, I'm hearing a lot of that. Like, Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen are, like, one player that have to win a title. It's all the guys, and I'll give you this credit, they're all getting boxed out by Patrick Mahomes, who's like the Michael Jordan of the NFL now, who boxed out Ewing and Barkley and all those guys.
It's a sad state of affairs here and for my little Buffalo corner.
And I hate to say it, I've been seeing some photos and some videos of that Chiefs skill position group. How did that happen? They rebuilt that on the fly, and they look good. Sorry.
Thanks, Pearl. As if I wasn't feeling enough anxiety this morning. Like, now I got to feel weird about something that's not going to happen for another, checks my watch, 3 months.
I'm like, how did the Chiefs rebuild that O-line all of a sudden have like the third best receiving corps in the NFL out of nowhere? I thought they were slowing down on offense. Anyway, I'm rooting for you, Maggie. Not.
Never. Quickly, TJ is in Calgary. We've been asking if Connor McDavid, if fans in Edmonton should be nervous about McDavid wanting to look elsewhere. He's got one more deal, a year left on his deal. What's up, TJ?
Well, I live 2 hours south of Edmonton, so that's our rivalry. So to see most of us here in Calgary, to see Edmonton lose, it's our Stanley Cup because they're so good.
Congrats to you.
And if you look at 32 teams in the NHL, for two teams, Florida and Edmonton, to go back-to-back to be there, it says something. Edmonton has some good things cooking. And McDavid, July 1st, he can enter a contract extension. And he may not, but I don't think they have to be nervous. You know, his wife just opened a couple businesses there. She's expecting twins. He's good friends with Draisaitl. Draisaitl signed a big contract last year. They hang out together. You can guarantee they had the conversation. You know, they want to win a cup together. There's no doubt. And when you look at the West, it's extremely difficult. Wherever you're going to go, it's kind of a.
Hey, TJ, can I bring something up though? And I totally understand what you're saying. And I think a lot of people would feel like, all right, he's our guy. Unfinished business. He's going to stay. I think a lot of people thought that about LeBron James and about Cleveland.
True.
Thank you so much for the phone call. And I also think, and this is my real worry for the people of Edmonton about McDavid, and maybe not. Maybe he signs for 100 years and this is not a story. But it's June 18th, and he's making this decision by July 1st or thereabouts, because every day after July 1st, it's only going to get more and more intense. It's going to be the biggest story of the offseason by a mile. Is that enough time after the devastating loss of back-to-back Stanley Cups, and especially this one where you got dominated at the end of the series, to make a decision with a clear head? Like, I was listening to Doc Rivers did an interview with Bill Simmons yesterday, and he said about Tom Thibodeau getting fired. He goes, well, when you do the exit interviews the day after you lose in the playoffs, of course the coach is going to get fired. He goes, you need a month to put some distance between that devastating loss and, like, clear your head. So that's what I worry about a little bit.
Sounds like spin to me, Maggie.
Well, yeah, but what
I
you
fell
say,
for it.
What do you mean this decision by July 1st? Though? I'm a little...
Whether or not McDavid wants to sign an extension, or else he's going to go into that last
saying,
year of his deal.
You're saying if he doesn't sign this extension, then you think that signals that he's not going to do it when he's a free agent in a year?
Well, I don't even think you get to free agency, because if you're Edmonton and you know that he wants to leave, you've got to try to pull off a trade. You can't just let him walk. This is, again, Cleveland, LeBron James. I mean, it was a devastating thing for Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland thought that they still – isn't that what happened with Cleveland? He got to free agency. I thought he was going to go back to Cleveland. I remember the day of the decision. I was sitting there. I'm like, he's not going to leave Cleveland. So I'm in the – he's not going to leave Cleveland, and I get it. Like, he's not going to leave McDavid. It's a great point, and then boom.
Bogus is here. Bogues, what do you think about McDavid?
Me and Pearl had one heated conversation about this before the show. What I think, what is he going to do?
Yeah.
They almost threw punches.
Wow, you guys? Where was I? In the makeup room? I missed this.
I don't think there's any situation where Andrew Bogus and I are going to throw punches.
No, that would be the worst fight of all time.
Yeah, no, just for the aesthetics of the fight.
Seriously.
Absolutely.
The tears.
I think it's more Ali Frazier, if you ask me.
Which Ali and Frazier?
It would definitely go
Jim
viral.
Ali and Stu and
Kevin
Frazier.
Kevin Frazier.
It would definitely go viral.
Even Kevin would kick your ass.
Is true.
Yeah, Kevin seems hardcore.
What did he do? Entertainment Tonight? Yeah. He'd wipe the floor with you guys.
No, any Real Housewives he's had to separate? He's ready for this.
Your headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com.
Grizzlies are no joke.
There is a new drought to be busted this morning. Maggie's predictions. The Oilers have let her down, not to mention the entire nation of Canada.
Final 10 seconds. One more Edmonton dump in. Final score.
Florida 5, Edmonton 1.
Wow, wow.
And the Panthers have repeated as Stanley Cup champions.
Somebody hug Jack Michaels on Oilers Radio. Edmonton losing the Stanley Cup again to the Panthers. 5-1 in Game 6 in Florida last night. The Oilers, the first team since the Bruins of the late 70s to lose back-to-back cups. And now Canada's drought will grow to 33 years, unless they become the 51st state, and then no country, no drought.
By the way, I got a drought buster that can bring Maggie back.
Okay.
Wait, oh, darn, the World Cup's next year. Is it?
Yes, it's not this year. Yeah.
Dang. But, you know, she's getting the Super Bowl in February. Can we get next year's World Cup into this year's drought buster?
No, that's next July. No, yeah. That's
how about the FIFA
Do you know how late the Super Bowl is, though? They're pushing it back till March, basically.
Right, and we won't have a champion of the World Cup at this point next year.
Right. At least the Super Bowl comes off a season that began in 2025.
But they're kind of warming up for the Gold Cup. Like, there isn't there...
What drought, Maggie, for the Club World Cup?
The Club World Cup.
Did they just invent the Club World Cup?
More or less, yeah.
It's a drought that
so
they got
everybody.
Invented. Yeah.
Because I think England would be... They have a... When's the last time they pulled this bad boy out?
66?
Yeah. That's like Canada not winning the Cup. Like, you need a miracle, Maggie. I don't know where you're going to get this from.
England's your best shot, Maggie.
I mean,
but then again,
let's go England.
If the Cubs had broken the 106 years, that would have been good for your take.
Yeah, that would have been cool if I had just come up with this back then.
this ain't 2016.
That was a fun series, though.
Is 9 years enough for a Cubs drought?
That's droughtish.
No, they've already set a precedent. They have to go another 100 years.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. It really can count.
That's almost back-to-back in Cubs land. Yeah.
A nine-year difference is definitely going back-to-back in Chicago land.
Back to our boy Connor McDavid. No points last night, but he has some optimism moving forward.
Still a lot of confidence and belief, you know. I don't think people thought we were going to make it this far. You know, we obviously believed. Came up just a bit short again.
The Panthers, meanwhile, they're back-to-back champs, just like their Florida neighbors, the Lightning, 4 years ago. Sam Reinhart scored four times last night, the last two of them into an empty net. Sam Bennett won the Conn Smythe Trophy as playoff MVP.
Florida has always been a hotbed for hockey, you know that.
Well, that's the drought now, like, because we've had the last five cups have been two Tampa, one Vegas, two Sunrise. So, like, cold weather cities are in a drought now.
Easy's in the chat said, I'm not a hockey fan at all, but I really hate any team from Florida dominating the NHL. It's just wrong.
Yeah, there's something that feels weird about that.
But you know, it's science.
But here's the thing about the Panthers. They seem like the best team to play for. They're, you know, their coach said this reinvigorated his love for professional sports, seeing how these guys behave around each other, how much they really care about each other. They take marginal guys and make them great cast-offs.
Sell your pro Panthers.
Yeah.
Propaganda somewhere else, Maggie. I mean, the guys walk out, it's whatever degrees in the rink, and then they go outside, it's 95 and humid. You have no problem with that? No, I'm just kidding. Sort of.
Tyrese Haliburton reportedly dealing with a right calf strain, was scheduled for an MRI yesterday, is planning to play game 6 of the finals tomorrow night. His team, of course, facing elimination at home.
I've seen so much debate. People are mad at Haliburton for getting on the court now. That's where that story's evolved. Everybody like, he is being selfish by playing injured. Have you guys seen that narrative?
That's a wild take.
Yeah, saying like he is being all about himself by going out there. I mean, Bogues, you said that the report is that it's not conclusive that he's fully healthy, right?
Right, but he's going to play.
Yeah,
like, he's going to not let them say he can't play.
Is that a selfish move in a way?
Of course not.
In the NBA Finals?
Well, here's the other part. We're going to see how he does, and then it's going to be on Rick Carlisle, who I think has gotten way more criticism than Tyrese Haliburton for, you know, leaving Haliburton out there in Game 5 as opposed to going back to McConnell, but... It's like, yeah, he's going to try to give it a go. You have to do that. And then it's going to be up to the coaching staff to see whether or not he's being effective.
Yeah, I mean, I get warrior mode, but also if he's hurting the team by not putting superstar TJ McConnell out there, like, he's got to communicate. He's got to tell the team, I can't be myself right now.
He has to play. Matthew Tkachuk, after the game, we found out, tore his adductor off of his body or something like that, off the muscle, off the bone, whatever the case may be. He's got to play. The fact that people think that he's selfish for going out there during the NBA Finals while he's got a little something is absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, I didn't say.
And I don't like two-time tie. Y'all know that.
True.
I don't know what to do with any of this right now. I know,
but also, hockey is insane with what we find out after the fact. Like, half the guys are playing on broken legs, like fractured skulls. I mean, they're just, it's nuts.
Football, too, is like that. By the end of the season, everyone's hurt.
But exactly. If, so,
but is he hurting? Manny, I asked you a question. Is he hurting the team by being out there? Was he, for example, in game five? Absolutely. He was hurting the team.
That's the coach. The coach didn't have to take it. You got to save him from himself.
I think so also, but I see also people saying, well, the player should take himself out also. I don't think a player's ever going to do that at this big of a stage.
Game 39, yes. Not game 6 of the NBA Finals.
But here's the other. Have you guys been hearing this chatter about what comes after a calf strain?
Yeah.
Achilles. I've been thinking about this Kevin Durant thing ever since he went down.
But Durant was so much older.
I mean, he's older, but he wasn't like, he's not as nearly as old as he is now. He was like, 32, 31?
Yeah, no, it was 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hope that doesn't happen.
But I'm just saying.
Really knocking on wood. Mm-hmm. I do not want that to happen. But when I saw him go down and holding his calf, I was like, they better be very careful with this. And Bob Myers is on the broadcast. He's saying, he didn't want to say Kevin Durant, but he kept saying, you better be careful with calf strains. And he ended up saying torn calf. But I think in his head, he was thinking torn Achilles, what happened with KD.
Yeah, they brought KD back too fast and he tore his Achilles. And, you know, it's been happening now with guys younger and younger tearing their Achilles. So you don't want next year to be a total wash, too.
Right, like Tatum.
Right.
Can I also say one thing about Haliburton, too, and the Pacers? I do think we've given the Pacers a ton of credit for how they've played this postseason. But this is now 2 years in a row where I know they've gone very deep, but he's broken down by the time they couldn't finish the playoffs. He didn't finish the playoffs last year, and he may not finish this year. They play a lot of guys, but they play at a breakneck speed, and he is the engine. I do wonder if this is a conversation about whether or not they need another guard to maybe take some of the load off, or if maybe playing that fast and that aggressively is also going to lead to maybe their star player being susceptible to injury.
Oh, wow. He's a point guard. He has to run from the top of the key to the other top of the key. It's like, give me a break.
So they may lose a chance at the NBA championship because their point guard got hurt 2 years in a row, and that's not a big deal.
Oh, my God. He doesn't even take contact in today's NBA. Listen, put that guy in the 90s and see how long he survives.
What is contact having a calf injury? What are we talking about?
Yeah, it's like usage injury. But here's my thing. The Pacers, can they play any other way and be effective?
Probably not. That's the
problem. You're talking about breakneck speed. Oh, my God. He literally would have got his neck broken and, like, Anthony Mason would have clotheslined him when he came to the line. I'm just saying, it's not that physically grueling what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
He should be able to last.
We definitely don't live in the 1990s and 80s when it comes to basketball. Definitely not a conversation.
The guy that can't survive a weekend on a court in Red Hook, Brooklyn is telling Tyrese Haliburton to toughen up in the NBA Finals.
I was like that.
In game 113 of his season.
Physical league is clearly the WNBA. We all know that.
As a former big man, whenever I see a guard get tired... Because I was 6'4", like I had to play, like I had to run two from basketball.
150, as former big man.
Yeah, as former big man. I had to play five in middle school and high school. I had to go from the basket to the basket. The guards run like 50 yards. They're playing between both 3-point lines.
Oh,
like,
please.
That is nothing.
As a high school guard, we're pressing the other team's point guard and we're taking ball pressure while you guys are holding up in the post. That's, give me a break.
Honestly, you can.
We're going to make this guard versus center. So
easy. So easy. Such an easy position to play, especially in today's NBA. All you do is chuck up threes. Actually, that's a Pacers problem. They should just start throwing up threes and saving energy.
As a kid who just hit puberty way before everybody else, I know what it's like to play as a big man.
Yeah.
6'4".
You want to go down there and bang with Walton and Lanier? Much harder to play big man. Any guard who's complaining.
Walton Lanier was actually Steve Lanier and James Walton of
Marion.
Lower Marion,
I mean, when a guy's banging you.
Yeah.
Every opponent you've ever named has had the least athletic name possible. We have no belief in your track record of like effort level and physicality in your career.
No, because
Ernest Jones didn't mess with you that much.
Like anyone who ran down the court, anywhere I was playing could just push me out of the way like a little kid. Like you're playing
a $1.36, man.
Yeah, no,
you
know.
A double bacon cheeseburger in college. You didn't have a meal plan.
Man, I'm very well aware. No, I got to college. I put on a lot of weight. I was good, but early on, no, that's why I was
170 soaking.
The coach wouldn't put me on the court.
Someone else put the freshman 15 on too. I feel like I have a little company.
I would get down. This guy, I would be trying to cover a guy in the post. He would just like sort of flick me away with his left hand. And I'd go flying across the paint and he'd get a layup every time. It wasn't good. I'm being honest about that. But don't complain when you're a guard. It's easy peasy.
This is one of the worst takes I've ever heard on basketball in my entire life as a former point guard. Just saying.
Oh, my God.
As a former point guard.
Former high school. No, former,
as an awake former basketball backup, person, former, you should be offended by this.
As former backup.
As a former CYU legend.
I once punched a basketball, so I can be offended by this.
All right, let's...
City League, baby.
Let's get to the real Warriors out there. Caitlin Clark last night taking a lot of punishment. Who is going to step in and stop this madness? It's Maggie Perloff.
Come on, man.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Golson had it knocked away. Good hands by Allen. And Sheldon comes up with the steal. Sheldon going coast to coast. And here we got another break is here as J.C. Sheldon goes right after Sophie Cunningham. It was a hard foul, no question.
I'm blaming this all on the officials tonight.
ESPN with the sound there. It was a couple different scuffles between the Fever and the Sun, and Caitlin Clark was in the middle of all of it. Welcome back to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, and I saw this, Pearl. Two separate scuffles. One happens without 3 minutes left to go in the game, the other without 45 seconds left to go in the game. And it's some hard fouls on Caitlin Clark, and I thought to myself, like, really, we're doing this again this year? You know, it's one thing when it's the rookie stuff, and she's getting fouled hard, and listen, we know the WNBA, there is like a welcome to the league kind of thing that happens in all professional sports. It was definitely happened to Caitlin last year. I'm just surprised we're getting that again. You know, we're getting more players who are, you know, really going after her, it felt like, last night.
Yeah, I mean, what I wonder, though, it was also like the play that we played, that hard foul, there was nothing hard foul about that. That was a tackle that you had, both teams had no choice but to fight after that, right? Like, if somebody does that to your team, it wasn't a hard foul, anyone who couldn't see it. It wasn't a basketball play at all.
It was like a swipe at the face. We're talking about the first one. Yeah.
No. The play that we played was Sophie Cunningham.
Yeah, at the end.
She just tackled her like a football tackle.
Well, because someone had
to retaliate. At that point, you had to fight.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. I'm not advocating for fighting, but
Right. But the thing with Caitlin, the Caitlin thing was at least in the realm of basketball, though, I think. Like, she's backing down the player, and they poked her in the eye by accident, and then they got into it. But that... Is that hard basketball, or is that just sending a message? I'm not sure what that was.
Well, the one foul where she gets hit in the face, and then she's like, what the heck? And she kind of gives a mini shove to the person who did it. And then here comes Martina Mabry, who is known as being like, you know, she's a tough player, kind of an agitator. She comes in when it's a dead ball. Like, it's over, and she comes in and knocks Caitlin to the floor. And that got upgraded to a flagrant.
Second time she did that to her, by the way.
And it's just like, I don't know. I'm surprised we're doing this again. But at the same time, I don't want to dismiss the fact that these women can play hard and play, you know, tough, and it's a very physical league. And I'm not trying to take that out of it. I'm not trying to be like, oh, you got to save women from themselves. It just does feel like we're still doing that Caitlin thing again.
So do you blame the officials here? Like, does they have to call it differently?
I mean, everyone in the arena was blaming the officials last night. They sort of let this go, and it had been brewing and brewing throughout the game, and they did not anticipate, hey, this is going to end with literal hair pulling, which I know is a fantasy for Manny Rodriguez. More hair pulling in the WNBA. But I do, it's funny because I think that it is on the officials. But sometimes we also will say about any professional sports, men or women, it's like, do you have to also police yourselves a little bit and not let this thing get out of hand?
I don't know. Yeah, I think that actually, I mean, first of all, it does add to the drama. There, you could say there's a plus side to this.
Except for Caitlin. I mean, she's battered and bruised up out there.
Right, but it adds to the narrative. Oh my God, she's doing this and getting beat up. Like, it makes it a better story in a way. If it's her against the league and everyone's trying to, you know, take dirty shots at that. That's incredible. I don't know about this police yourself thing. Like,
yeah, I think that's hard to ask an athlete to do.
No, I don't think you should ask them. I think you do whatever you can. Look at the way the Thunder played. Get away with what you can. Put the pressure on the officials. It does seem like if I'm the league office, aren't you getting involved and say, hey, you got to use your technicals earlier.
Maybe. I don't know if it's going to do anything. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Surprised to see year two now, and Caitlin coming off an injury. Not that her opponent should take it easy on her, but some of these do feel like cheap shots still. Okay, lots more to do, including who's feeling the most pressure to win a ring now. I'll tell you next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.